My name is Janina Reshini Saibene, and I am very excited to present in this FOSDEM 2022 the work Internal R Packages for Open Science in Agrometeorology, made with Natalia Gattinoni, Paola Corrales, Elio Campitelli, and Gabriel Rodriguez for the National Institute of Agricultural Technology, INTA, in Argentina, South America. In my country, in Argentina, farming is one of the major economic activities and sustain many regional economies. Agrometeorological information is really important in the agricultural field because climate and weather conditions can either increase or decrease agricultural production. So it is essential to monitor and analyze the different agrometeorological variables to describe this condition and their effect through the period of agricultural and livestock production. This allows to make informed decisions. For example, at the farmer level, the farmer can take decisions on crop management, such as sowing date or type of hybrid seed they are going to use. At the regional or national levels, on measures and policy for the sector, such as, for example, the declaration of agricultural emergencies due to extreme weather-related events. With this approach, with the goal to have information across all the country, INTA has an extensive ground network of conventional and automatic weather stations. You can see the map with all the points across Argentina. We have more than 1,000 stations in functioning. And we also have 3 weather radar. In addition, there is an information system, which link is on the slide, on the speaker note of the slide, so you can access. We predefine queries and visualization of this data for internal and external use. All this information generated by the institution is openly shared under a Creative Commons non-commercial with attribution license. One of the drawbacks of this system is if you want information from more than one station, you have to download them one by one. And the other one is that you can't make new visualization or new queries. You can choose from the list that already has, the system has. INTA, as you can see on this map, is a decentralized institution and generate research, analysis, and reports using weather data at different scales, from national to local. As we can see on the pictures example of this slide, we have really different levels and format for the report. Yeah, for example, we can see there a daily temperature log report from a conventional station. We have a climate outlook report and a television report of the week weather highlights. The process to perform the task to generate this information use various software tools and different methodologies. For example, one of these reports use a SQL Server database that produce a few text files with a proprietary formatting. These files are read and processed with Fortran, R, QGIS, Cypher, and Excel. And all the results, tables, map, and plot that generate this software are unified in a report using Word, and then export to PDF to send by email at the publisher on the web. These processes are usually not documented, at least not as a whole, and they are only known by specific people and are available only in specific computers. So it's a new person, a person from another INTA, or a person outside INTA wants to generate the same report, they have to start asking different people, putting the pieces together of this puzzle, until they can replicate the data access, the execution environment of all this software, and learn the manual step of the process. With the idea to do this work more efficient, to improve the way we use the data and generate this report, we developed this work. And the goal was develop an internal package or library. And the sub-goals of this was to promote reproducible analysis frameworks, improve organization's code quality, standardize and make process transparent, allow interoperability between different sectors, open software and data to society. And if we become a success, if this work be this success story that will encourage others to go through a similar process. We have some organizational tools that help to become this work true. INTA organize its activities in projects and knowledge network. Research projects do research, development, extension, and transfer activities and can be national and local. And knowledge networks brings together researchers dedicated to a topic to share advanced problems, opportunities, and develop capabilities and generate standards. The development of this package that I'm going to present today were the activities of several national and local projects and networks. This project and this network needs to be able to use agrimeteorological data and process this data in an automated and standardized way as possible. This provides resources, people, and money to carry out the task. It's also made it possible to integrate the package into other activities of these instruments. It also generates a calendar of academic publications related to the package and internal training courses to teach how to use them. And finally, as the other tool, important tool, we have the board of directors, which decides the topic in which INTA, we do research. And if we have some person have research that gave importance to these activities related to scientific computer, we get the support by the politic board, by the decision board of the institution to do this task. So for this to happen, it was necessary to have research who understand the importance of research software engineer, of software and open data in key role, search, activity managers on the project and the network, coordinators of the national networks and project, and also being part of the board of directors. Being at the table where decisions are made allow directing this resource and objective to the development of solutions of these types. Now, what about the technical tools? So these tasks involve a lot of discussion, agreement, and documentation in methods and processes. And in that discussion, we include to choose the technology we will use. We choose R, the language R, because in an internal survey, R is the most widely used programming language for data processing at INTA. We also have instructors certified by Carpentries and R Studio working at the institution, and there are strong links with R Ladies, Latinar, and MetaDocencia. There were other decisions such as the use of GitHub for version control and to carry forward the development discussions that the decisions we've made about the software are documented in the repository. Was also decided to use a tidy data approach for the data management and package development, so AgroMet functions are usable with the whole tidyverse, and it is programming philosophy. So we can pipe function and we can use function with tidyverse packages. We also made the decision that all functions and documentation will be in Spanish because it is the main language used in our country and our region. So some results. The ArgoMath package has several functions to do calculation. For example, the function umbrellas that I'm showing you in this slide count the number of observations that meet a certain condition. It has to be used with summarize from the deploy packages and, for example, allow us to obtain the number of observations below Sirius Celsius degree, which is important to know about freezing conditions that can damage crops. Other functions that we made are related with the calculation of several indexes. For example, the temperature and humidity index that we call ETH is widely used for monitoring heat stress or conform of dairy cattle. This one it is used in the content of mutate, for example, so we can calculate this index for a period of time, some day, some moment that we need to know about this index. The SIGA package is a broader package of ArgoMath that has the function to download the data from the information system that we see previously, the SIGA system, the web system. The idea is that you can download all the data in an automatic way. So, for example, the function SIGA_estaciones download all the station and their metadata. In this metadata, we include the type of station, if it is conventional or automatic, the variable that measure, for example, temperature, radiation, at which level take this temperature, and the geographic coordinates so we know where this station is located. The other function that come in SIGA and it is interesting is SIGA_descargas that download their record data directly to CSV files. It is used the ID of the station that you get with the previous function, and you can pass several IDs and get several stations at once, avoiding the manual work with the web based system. And you can also do it programmatically, so you can automate updates of the data as you need. Another very interesting result in the use of the package, it is using this as a base for other system of greater complexity. This is a screenshot showing agrometeorological data and statistics with tables and plots of different variables and location. It is a shiny app for the agrometeorological information system of the province of La Pampa in Argentina, which is the province that I live. It is used the ArgoMath package for the calculation of the indices, those available in the package, and the download of the data. This use also gives us information about which other calculations and functions and indices we can add to the package. And the other result is one of our goals that was inspire other packages. So ArgoMath and SIGA were the first of a series of packages being developed by INTA. Currently, we are also working with the SysInter package, which allows download and process the information of all soils profiles in Argentina. So the final remarks, with this project, we achieve organize, standardize, and document some of the process to make and generate this report and information. We unify the software using in processing and reporting. We are doing now all the workflow with R. So we have some process automation. We don't have manual task now in this process. So we can download the data, process the data, generate the maps, the report, and the PDF without a person being in some part of this workflow without manual hand task on this. We open this process internally and externally. As you can see, some people from other Intas outside Inta is using the package. So we also give some transparency in the algorithms we use in the institution to do these calculations. So people now know how the calculation is made and can see difference between methodologies to calculate. We have a common base from which to build other more complex systems, an open base, which is important, and a set of successful examples for other similar developments. This is all that I have to share with you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm here to try to chat a little more about this work. Thank you so much.